gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Joe and Alex Show. It is Thursday, February 21st, almost to Friday. We got so much going on today. I'm sure you want to listen the whole time, but if you just want to win stuff, I don't blame you. How about this? Around 7:45, 6:45 Central, Chainsmokers and Five Sauce tickets. That's how you can win them when we play a little game. All you got to do is call us at 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. And if you win, you get to see them either in Indianapolis, if you listen to us on Radio Now 100.9, or in Houston, Texas, on the new 92.1 Radio Now. And you'll get qualified for the flyaway with hotel and all that cool stuff in New York City. Alex, you've been to New York before. I think you had a good time there.
Yeah, I love going to New York. That would be an awesome trip to win.
See, I need to go to New York. That seems like the coolest city, like really big. Is it a big city?
Yeah, it's okay. Like the biggest. Speaking of going places, tell me what you think I should do about this. So there's this guy that I've like, for years now, we've had like a flirty friendship type of thing. When we're both single, we'll like fly to like, he doesn't live near us. So we'll like meet each other in like a city and like have a little trip together or whatever. Well, he invited me to visit him where he lives and go to this like kind of big event with him coming up like in like a month and a half. And I really want to go. And I said, yes, you know, I'll absolutely go. He's like, cool, I'll buy your ticket. I just need to check on a couple things and then like, you know, we'll get the ticket or whatever. Well, it's been a couple days and like we've talked, but he hasn't mentioned that he's for sure about the ticket yet. And obviously the longer you wait, the more expensive they get. And I'm worried we're going to wait too long and then like he's not going to be able to do it because it's going to be outrageous.
Is this guy like make a lot of money though? Does he do well?
I mean he makes a good amount of money. It's not like he's a billionaire.
My whole point is like I'm so
not
going
to expect somebody to buy me
a ticket.
Well, I'm not going to expect somebody to pay, you know, $800 for a ticket. Like if it's a reasonable price, right, like $400 or less, then I feel like that's fair, but not if it's more than that. So anyway, since he hasn't brought it up and he's like, oh yeah, I'm going to get it, I just got to check on some things, but he like hasn't said anything to me about it. Do I just have to wait and suffer and hope that he's still going to do it and invite me out, or do I ask him?
I think you ask him. Or just send him your information. Be like, oh, hey, like when you're going to get the ticket, like here's my full name, my birthday, and like my address.
Is it too presumptuous?
They need all that stuff.
I don't think so.
Flight.
But maybe you heard. I forgot. What was his name again?
Well, I'm not saying his name.
You're tricking. He's tricking you.
Whose side are you on?
I'm sorry. I know who it is.
What?
Yeah.
How does she know?
Because you guys have all met him.
Even me?
No. Not you.
Oh, okay. Ooh, really? Well, of course you go. And this guy makes some money.
Stop it.
Oh, my God.
That doesn't matter. Here's the thing.
To me, it does.
I bring it up. Bring it up casually.
All right. Sounds like a plan. Speaking of money.
Oh, my God. Get it, girl.
Producer Porkchop, don't reveal any details because I wanted to talk about this later in the show.
Gosh, what?
But you were working really hard to pay something off yesterday, and I think it's hilarious. So later in the show, I wanted to bring up, like, what are you still paying off?
Wait, are you laughing at his massive debt here? Like,
yeah, for this one item, which is so random to owe money on. So anyway, I want to talk about that later, so don't tell us how your Uber driving stuff went yesterday.
Okay.
We have to
save
it.
What's he going to talk about?
He has nothing.
Wait, no. I had something, but I forgot it. It wasn't Uber driving. Darn it, now I forgot.
Oh, well, we'll come back to you. Lift the web girl.
I did some Lyft driving yesterday, and it was really good.
I was watching some college basketball yesterday, and my beloved Louisville Cardinals, that's my alma mater, where I went to college, they lost by 20, But even bigger news, I mean, Alex could literally fall asleep right now. Like, her face, she's so bored by this. But the biggest college basketball player. No, this is interesting.
No, I'm just telling you what Alex is right now.
The biggest college basketball player got hurt last night in the very first minute. It was Duke against UNC, which is a huge rivalry. And Zion, who plays for Duke, got injured within the first minute. His knee, but they don't know how bad it is yet.
That's sad.
I know. Good vibes out to him. Like, I'm not a big Coach K fan. I'm not a big Duke fan, but I feel really bad. Anytime you see a college player get injured, that's so sad.
Oh, no doubt about it. That sucks, too.
I remember mine. It's really funny and really quick.
No, brother.
Oh, man. So, as you notice, I came in at 5:30 this morning.
Yes.
Yeah, you were late for pork chop time. I was like, oh, God, is he okay? Usually you're the first one here.
Yeah, I'm usually here about, like, 5. So yesterday, as you mentioned, I did a lot of Uber driving and I haven't been getting much sleep lately. So last night I was really tired, went to bed at 10, got 6 hours of sleep, but I snoozed the latest I've ever snoozed this morning. And it's because my cat he must have gotten annoyed with the alarm on my phone. So he laid down on it.
Oh my God.
And like he totally covered the sound. Like I randomly woke up, look at my clock. I was like, oh my gosh, 4:15. I'm like, why didn't my phone go off? And then, like, there's Tony lying on my phone, and I could faintly hear it in the background.
That's kind of funny.
Oh, Tony.
That cat wanted you to stay home.
I know. He was like, cuddle with me all day.
Uh-huh. You're so naughty, Tony. Okay, yesterday was really fun. We got to hang out. Me, Alex, and Porkchop. Liv was out saving the world. She would have been there, too.
Yeah.
But we got to read to some kiddos yesterday at Town Center Child Care. And I think Alex and I did pretty good. Check it out. Here's a little bit of us reading to the kiddos.
Flip flop flee. Everybody running to the coconut tree. Mamas and papas and uncles and aunts hug their little dears and dust their pants.
Okay, they were loving that coconut tree book. They loved it. Let's see what Alex had.
I was walking down the road and I saw a donkey. Hee-haw. He only had 3 legs and 1 eye. He was a winky wonky donkey.
It was good. Pork Chop cut out the one part. One of the kids sounded like he's been smoking a pack a day for about 20 years.
What?
It's like, I don't know, just little kids and the germs. I'm like, whoa, dude, you need to.
Yeah, how rude was this? So, like, as we're leaving, the first thing Joe does is ask, before we leave, hey, can I have some hand sanitizer, please?
That's not rude. Trust me. I love kids.
I mean, like, you sneak it. You don't, like, be like, oh, get me some hand sanitizer.
Can we talk about the parts that I actually did cut out? Like, the part where the kid was like, are you Santa Claus? And then the one kid that was like, where's your hair, mister?
Joe getting roasted by a bunch of 3-year-olds.
One of them did call out his beard and was like, I like your beard.
That's cute.
Yeah, kids say the darndest things. I should turn that into a TV show.
Coming up next in the garbage, why Taylor Swift is suing this dude from New York. There may be more R. Kelly tapes. And who is offered money to show up to Trump's inauguration?
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Taylor Swift is suing a New York man who is claiming that she stole his company name for her app. Her app is called The Swift Life, and this dude who she's suing owns a computer company called Swift Life. Taylor's demanding that the judge rule that that guy cancels his Swift Life trademark and pay her legal fees. She wants a suit against her to be dismissed. I guess she's saying, like, it's my name, and my name was pretty much taken, and it's gone. How am I supposed to grow a big company name like Microsoft now that my name is gone? I don't know that I believe she said that, but the man said that his company name is in regards to a terminal illness he had as a child, which caused him to have a liver transplant at 11 years old. He said, I decided to call it Swift Life because life is too swift. The gaming app is said to be ending next month.
See, Taylor Swift, like, Alex defends her, like, oh, she's so sweet, but really?
Yeah, go after a guy.
Go after a guy
who had a liver transplant when he was a kid is probably still paying off those medical bills, but her, a multi-millionaire, is like, pay my legal fees.
Not
a good look for T-Swizzle.
Taylor actually agreed to something I read, that if he gives her his liver, she will drop it. She will let it all go.
I don't know if I believe that story.
Okay.
And lawyer Michael Avenatti has revealed that he has a third tape of R. Kelly allegedly with an underage girl. Avenatti posted to Twitter saying, we've become aware of the existence of a third tape that allegedly shows further acts of sexual abuse of an underage girl by R. Kelly, which we are presently working to recover and turn over to law enforcement. He also posted that he believes the 2008 trial in Kelly's case at that time was rigged. He said, we've now uncovered how R. Kelly was able to gain his acquittal in 2008. We've uncovered substantial evidence evidence that he and certain enablers engaged in systematic witness intimidation, evidence tampering, physical threats, and payments to witnesses, and they rigged the trial. Kelly has denied all claims made against him. Teresa Giudice, or Giudice, or whatever, is shooting down rumors that she's cheating on her husband, Joe. Photos surfaced of the Real Housewives of New Jersey star holding hands with another man while on vacation in Miami, which led to rumors that she's having an affair with that guy. But her lawyer says that the reality star was out with a group of friends. He added that the photos show one of those friends helping her out of the venue into her car because she had some wine and was wearing heels. 50 Cent says that Donald Trump offered him $500,000 to come to his presidential inauguration in 2017. The offer was just to show up, not even to perform. The rapper said he turned down the offer because not all money's good money. He said he wouldn't know how to fix the damage it would have caused to his image if he showed up at the inauguration. And Idris Elba is set to host Saturday Night Live for the first time. The long-running NBC show announced yesterday on Twitter that the Dark Tower actor will host SNL on March 9th. Khalid will be the musical guest on the episode, and it will also be his first time appearing on SNL. Coming up in less than an hour, new info on the Kardashian fallout with Tristan Thompson and Jordan Woods.
Joe and Alex Show, good morning. Join in the conversation.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. 1-833-563-2539. Call right now.
So who is the biggest loser this week? You got a couple of possible candidates here. Maybe this could be a new segment we do on the Joe and Alex Show. You got Jesse Smollett or Jordan Woods. Anybody want to open up and crack this one?
I had a hard time deciding, honestly.
And real quick, why don't you, because you could do it quicker than I can, explain why each one of these people is up for consideration.
Jussie Smollett created a fake hate crime, said some Trump supporters attacked him in the middle of the night after going to Subway in Chicago. He was beat up really bad, said they yelled racial slurs and all this stuff at him and gay slurs at him. But the whole thing was made up, which we're now knowing, and police are pressing charges against him because of that. And then Jordan Woods is Kylie Jenner's best friend who lives with her. She's been a close friend of the family since they were kids, and she slept with Khloe Kardashian's baby daddy and boyfriend.
Well, they fooled around. We don't know if they slept together, but still.
Sexual activity went on.
Yes.
Sexual activity. I would say that the biggest loser this week would be Jesse Smollett, because his career is... It's desperate. Who would want to work with this guy again? Who would want to hire this guy again? Even if he rehabs himself and comes out like, oh, I made a mistake, blah, blah, blah. This is why I did it, yada, yada, yada. I feel like he's going to lose more than this girl that was just kind of hanging out with Kylie.
You think that Kylie's going to forgive her and then she's just going to be friends with her again?
I don't know. Maybe the friendship's over, but I feel like that girl will still find something to leech off of. This guy, though, because that's obviously what she was doing. This guy, though, Jesse, no, man. Like, what's he going to do? It sounded like they were already kind of, before this even happened, getting rid of him on Empire, and other things were kind of winding down. It's just, he's going to leave such a bad taste in everybody's mouth of what he did. Because I feel so bad for anybody that's gay or minority or anything that legit has some kind of quote-unquote hate crime, or just somebody that attacks them for what they are being different.
Or Trump supporters like that were wrongly accused. In this whole thing, which was bogus. I mean, Liv, what do you think? Would you say Jesse, or would you say Jordan is the biggest loser this week?
I would say Jordan is.
Okay,
now,
why?
Now, hear me out. Jesse is going to end up in jail. Therefore, he's not going to have to pay for housing, rent. He won't have to pay for his food, because that's all provided, or clothes.
He's not going to end up in jail.
That's all provided in jail. Yes, he is.
That's true.
That is a felony. Like, you can't stage a hate crime and
apparently
lie
the
to
minimum
cops.
Is 5 years. But with
money,
his status, he
money,
may be able to buy himself
right.
Either
less.
Either way.
He'll get probation.
Either way, listen, Jordan Woods had the best setup in the entire world. She had the dream that millions of girls and guys around the country had, and that's just being a part of the Kardashian family. Everything was paid for her. She was living in Kylie Jenner's guest house. She became a model because of their connection. She modeled for Khloe Kardashian's company.
Yeah.
She is a scumbag. There are so many guys in this world, and you had to go over one of your, honestly, kind of family members back and get with their baby daddy. Like, her and Chloe were tight, too. Not just her and Kylie. Now, she's going to be on the side of the street. Where is she going to live? Who's going to pay for her clothes? How is she going to get modeling jobs? How is she going
to
pay her
jobs?
Cell phone bill? Kylie is going to cut her off, take back
her
the veneers that she got her.
Give it back her teeth. No.
Take back the veneers she got her. And she's done. She's canceled. Jordan Woods is canceled.
Liv brings up some really good points that, honestly, I was thinking, Jesse, but now, based on Liv's argument, I might be swayed more towards Jordan as the biggest loser this week.
And do you know how much power Kris Jenner has on this world? You can't even begin to know. It's almost like God when people say, like, you can't even begin to know the power that God has.
Please stop.
Kris Jenner.
Please stop.
Just saying.
Oh, my gosh.
Liv might make a good argument. You can tweet us what you think. Who is this week's biggest loser on Twitter? At Joe and Alex Show. We'll retweet you.
This week's biggest loser is me because I got to make a ton of money Uber driving.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, my God. Why do you have to ruin everything that we do here? Let's get into Joe's Need to Know News. I got to be honest. I haven't been to church in about like 6 or 8 weeks. I think I got to get myself right with the Lord. But one thing, if you go to church all the time, sometimes you tithe. And that's where you donate like 10% of your income right off the top. And you give it to the church. And I've done that before. But now I'm screwed because if sometimes I'm like, oh, I forgot my cash. I don't have any. Churches all over the world now are using credit card readers and apps for donation. Listen to this guy at a church in the UK talk about it.
In everyday life, people go into cafes and into supermarkets and they're used to paying contactless all the time. So suddenly to find that the church is kind of up to date in the 21st century is a normal thing for them, and it made it easier for people to give.
I am screwed now. They're like, oh, don't worry, sir, we can swipe. I'm like, oh, crap. Then do I have to like leave a tip for the guy that took my thing?
I'm just like totally perplexed as to why this is news. Like, it's something surprising nobody already knew. I mean,
I've never in my life been to a church, Alex, where they've had a credit card swiper. That is blowing my mind.
But you had to have known that this was coming. I mean, heck, even Girl Scouts have, like, credit card swipers.
It just blows my mind that they're bringing that into a church now.
My church has a text to give offering, to give tithe.
No way!
Yeah, text the number to give. And then also they have an app.
All right. What do you do when you tithe 10% of your income?
What do you mean?
Like, how much are you tithing?
He wants to know what 10% of your income is. He's trying to trick you.
Stop it.
No, I just want to know how much you're giving to the Lord.
10%.
I know, but what would that be if it wasn't? Okay.
I'm not going to tell you.
Liv, seriously, you are really...
I'm sorry. I know, but then we would have to explain it to her for like 2 minutes.
That's
and,
true.
You know,
well, we kind of done it now.
Things to move along.
I just want the number. Okay. Liv, don't let this be you. Alex, don't let this be you. A teen slipped and fell 50 feet off a bridge while taking a selfie, and he's lucky to be alive.
The teen we spoke to said he went to the top of this bridge to get the perfect selfie. But after slipping and falling 50 feet, he learned a very valuable lesson.
You see it all over social media.
People climbing to great heights to get the perfect daring photo of themselves.
On Instagram and Facebook, people with really cool cameras want to have our own.
18-year-old Tristan Bailey and his friends wanted theirs at the top of the Margaret McDermott Bridge overlooking the Dallas skyline. Last November, they attempted the photo, but Tristan doesn't remember it. His friends filled him in.
They say we stopped on the side of the bridge to take some pictures and that I was going over the concrete barriers and they heard me exclaim. And they thought I was joking.
This is the imprint Tristan's body made on the ground after falling 50 feet.
The dude left an imprint on the freaking ground.
Oh my God.
It's insane.
I broke my pelvis. I had a rib fracture, a punctured lung. I broke my face a whole bunch and I had lacerated my spleen.
I've seen you, Alex, before kind of adjust things to get a good photo, but I've never seen you like do anything dangerous. Have you, Alex, or Liv, done anything for the gram where you're like, well, this isn't smart, but it's going to look so good?
No, I mean, the craziest I've ever gotten is like standing on a table or something like that to get a down pointing angle.
Yeah, I'd say like when I've been on vacations or like when I've been hiking and stuff like that, like maybe I like walked out on like a ledge or something.
Oh, God.
Or, I mean, not like too far. I wasn't like hanging off, but I mean, it definitely made me feel like a little uncomfortable.
I went to the Cliffs of Moher when I got to go to Ireland, which was just incredible. But you can like walk off the cliff. Like you could pretty much be right there trying to get a photo. And that was scary. I'm like, what if this rock gives out?
The Cliffs of Moher what?
No, this is called the Cliffs of Moher. Come on, Alex.
That was a Joe joke.
Oh, what do you mean? Joe jokes are funny. Hey!
gotta tell me you need that rim shot. Okay, there's a new nail salon, girls. We gotta go to Ohio. It's awesome, by the way. It's called Hand Jobs, and some people are complaining about the name.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah, apparently. Okay. The township zoning director claims to have received complaints over the name of the business, but the owner claims she was granted a license and plans to keep the name of her business as is.
Wow.
She also says her customers and staff seem to really like the name.
I bet.
I wonder why. The town is said to be reviewing the zoning approval for the salon sign, which faces the street. So
I wonder how many old creepy men wander in there thinking that like they're going to get a happy ending.
Oh my gosh. So many. Yeah. So many.
Yeah, I might have been one of those. And we'll wrap up Joe's Need to Know News with something that you need to go see online at joeandalexshow.com. But you guys might remember this. President Trump and Kim Jong-un are going to meet later this month in Vietnam. This will be the second time that they've met. And now there's a guy in Vietnam who's really excited about it. He's actually a barber, and he's so excited about those guys meeting that he's giving people free haircuts to look like Trump or Kim Jong-un.
Oh my God.
So far, he said that Kim's style is a lot more popular in Vietnam, but he thinks that Trump's hairstyle looks more powerful.
That is hilarious. Here,
Alex, what do you think?
Oh my gosh.
Do you think the Trump on the right there, they dye the hair and comb it? Or do you think the Kim Jong-un, which one would you say is the one to get?
Well, I get why they're doing the Kim Jong-un one, because, I mean, that one doesn't require dyeing your hair. And when you are Asian like that and you have bright blonde comb over, I mean, it doesn't look as natural.
I wonder what would happen, like, you hear in North Korea, you have to have, like, one or two hairstyle cuts of, like, Kim Jong-un. Like, what would I do? Would they kill me? Because, like,
probably.
I have no hair.
You would have been dead a long time ago for different reasons.
Yeah, 100%.
You know what, though? I would have been a hell of a lot skinnier, though. That would have been awesome. That's Joe's Need to Know News. Check all these stories out online at joeandalexshow.com. Alex says she wants to be punished.
Yeah.
What does that even mean? I'm not doing that for her.
I do need to be punished. I wanted to make an apology. I feel like I am a really terrible listener, and sometimes I can be rude to you guys with how bad I am a listener, and I have
I've been praying for so long that this day would come. Lord, thank you that Alex is realizing the wrongs of her ways.
So, okay, let's not get too out of control with it.
Oh,
I just noticed it's my weakness. Like, you know, we have to fill out employee, like, evaluations about ourselves for our boss and stuff like that. And I wrote that as mine, like, for my goal this year. I really need to work on being a better listener and am intentional with my listening when you guys talk to me and stuff. So, for those that don't know, like, when we're off the air and we're talking about what's coming up and stuff, sometimes I just am so engrossed in my work and what I'm preparing or doing or tweeting for the show or, you know, typing up my garbage stuff I'm going to be doing, that I kind of just zone out. And Joe or Porkchop or Liv could have a full-blown conversation with me telling me a whole story, and I don't hear any of it. And that's because I'm so focused. And I will say this, I never used to be like that at work before I worked here. It is Joe that has made me that way. And that is because the way that Joe works is he doesn't like to have any noise when we are working on stuff and he's getting stuff done. So, like, when I worked somewhere at a different radio station before I came here, I mean, we had like 8 videos running out loud. People were having conversations. Guests were coming in out of the studio. It's like a carnival. Right. And so that just puckers Joe's bunghole. So I have learned working with him, like, everybody has to be silent. You have to focus on your work and get stuff done. So, like, at first it made me uncomfortable having so much silence, but now it's just, I just tune everything out and I'm just really focused because, like, Joe has made me work like that. So now it's kind of backfired on me because now I feel like I come across rudely when I'm not listening to you guys. So that is a long story to say. I had producer Porkchop bring in a spray bottle today so that anytime that he is talking to me and I don't listen, he can spray me.
Wait, is that like for your cats or something? Or your cat?
Yeah, I do have this for my cats.
I'm very nervous. I didn't wear makeup on purpose so that it wouldn't bother me, but I am nervous because I feel like I'm going to get sprayed a lot.
Now, hold on.
I love this. This is fantastic.
But it's going to ruin her makeup, her laptop.
Well,
and we have to figure
obviously
out here,
I'll take that into consideration, but a little behind the scenes, my first or like second week here, I realized that this was an issue with Alex.
They have to tap. They have to like hit the counter to get my attention. Yeah, or I don't hear them, and they're right next to me.
Take one finger and go like tap 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 tap. And I asked her permission. I was like, are you sure that's okay? Because that's kind of rude.
But otherwise, I literally don't hear. I can't even explain to you. It's like I'm deaf.
What?
I love this.
Now, what settings are going to be on? Is it going to be on like a fine mist? Are you going to do like, hey, sorry about losing your eyesight?
Well, don't do the hardcore one. It's like a fire hose.
I think that's what I want to do.
Yeah, just not
the
in the
mist
face.
Is too, like, you won't realize that.
It's just like a good spray. It's not necessarily a mist.
Like, shoot her in the neck.
No.
833 Joe Alex, does it need to be a fine mist? I mean, what works best for you when you're trying to correct your animals at home?
I think this.
Oh, my God. Liv just grabbed the bottle. Are you going to do it? Oh, she just squirted her in the eye. Did that work?
Yeah, I'm awake. I'm listening.
I mean, you know what the good thing is, though? That's hydration for your skin.
Oh, gosh. You know, I have extremely dry skin, so hopefully this does youthen me up.
Girl, you look 2 years younger.
Punish me like one of your French girls.
Yeah, daddy. Woo. All right. Well, I look forward. If you hear Alex randomly go, ah! That's what it was. She got sprayed with a water bottle. Good morning. How you doing? Hey, thank you so much for listening to the Joe and Alex Show, whether you're listening to us on your radio. Maybe you got us on the Radio Now app, which is free. By the way, you can take us anywhere that you go. Maybe you're listening online. I don't know. Maybe you're checking us out later in a podcast. Shout out to you because you're awesome. We appreciate you. This story is kind of interesting in the fact that they thought of this, the students did, and that people are getting butthurt. That's the other interesting part here. But Wisconsin high school cheerleaders are making the news. They had a banquet last March in Wisconsin at a high school and included some controversial awards. What were the awards? Well, according to the coach who presented it, the Big Booby Award went to a girl who risked a concussion every time she ran due to her enormous boobs.
What?
Been there before. Yeah, you got big boobs, they're bouncing around, smack you in the face.
You posted a video last night and said you should probably be wearing a bra because you were punching a punching bag working out.
Yeah, every time like, I'm trying to like work out, it's like, that's the boob hitting me in the face. I'm just hitting myself nonstop. So that's one award. Another coach presented the Big Booty Award. They gave that to the winner and said, we love her butt. Everybody loves her butt. There's also the String Bean Award. Went to the girl who is the light and skinniest girl on the team.
I feel attacked.
I knew you would. I wasn't trying to make you all upset about it, but yeah, the cheerleading coach doesn't seem to think it's that big of a deal. She wrote to the principal and said, we understand that we are in a politically correct world these days, but we do like to have some fun and keep things on the lighter side. She also mentioned that the senior class came up with the award. So these students, these cheerleaders came up with it. It wasn't like some creepy coach like, hey girls, we should have the booby award.
Yeah, that's good to know.
Because Katie's got big knockers.
It was a female coach and the kids decided to do it. But the question is it fun and games and that's all right and we let it go? Or is that crossing the line to give high school senior girls awards for biggest boobs and biggest butt?
Wait, so did the seniors come up with it, or were the seniors the only ones that got the award?
She said the senior class came up with the awards.
Right, okay, for the whole team. I think that's where maybe, I don't think it's okay because I don't think other girls should be commenting on other girls' bodies. Just because, like, I mean, if a girl could be really self-conscious about her butt or about being like weirdly skinny or like a string bean skinny. And also, why do these girls think it's appropriate to do that in front of everyone's parents? Like, how awkward would you be to be a dad and you see a 17-year-old girl getting an award for like the biggest breast? That is so inappropriate.
Brittany, this is not a democracy. It's a cheerocracy. I'm sorry. But I'm overruling you.
Yeah. Sorry about that, Liv. Okay. I'm sorry, Liv, but if the girls come up with it and you cheered, right? Did you not cheer?
Yeah, I did cheer.
Okay. Whether you cheer or you do a sports league, like, we always give out silly awards like at the end of the year at the banquet.
Yeah, but that's not sexualizing someone's body.
Here's the thing.
My cheerleading team, we had a banquet at the end of the year. You know what we also had? We had a team sleepover. And I think that's appropriate. At a team sleepover.
Okay, so you took the words out of my mouth. That's exactly what I was going to say. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-JOE-ALEX. We'd love to hear what you think also. So where I fall on this is that I think it's inappropriate in a school setting. So if this is going on, whether the girls that are involved came up with it or not, the students, it's inappropriate at school in front of other adults and like the coaches and school staff. If they would have done this at a cheer event where it was just like the girls at somebody's house or something like that and they wanted to do that, then obviously I don't have a problem with that because girls do weird things like that. But I think it's weird to do that, like Liv said, in front of dads and in front of
but
adults.
When you're a tight-knit community, though, like when you're on a team, hold on, I played sports, okay, I didn't cheer, and if you want me to put cheerleading on the same level as sports, which is a question people often debate, then you have to be able to say, yes, you're a tight-knit community, you're family. It shouldn't be weird because you can joke about stuff with family, because people all the time in families joke about, oh, that's a string bean, or oh, you got the big ones. What do you give me jazz hands for?
Because this is absolutely ridiculous. You have no idea what it is like to be a 17-year-old, 18-year-old woman, girl, and for someone to comment on your butt. Or
they came up with the awards on the team.
Hold on. I know, but the girl who won the biggest boobs could have not been a senior who was involved with coming up with this. You get what I'm saying? And for that to be commented on, for attention to be brought to how large my breasts are, while there are grown men, my friends' dads, my dad, that is so uncomfortable and inappropriate. I'm sorry, but it is.
Okay, 833.
Alex sound like moms.
Yeah, no, I agree, Lenny, our technical producer in Houston. They
Here's
sound
the
like the moms.
Do it. I think it's hilarious if you do it at a sleepover, but don't do it in front of my freaking dad or your dad. I don't want your dad to then, when I'm walking up for my award, to be checking out my boobs or my butt.
Oh, my God. I think we're being way too uptight about this. Like, really, really
That's
uptight.
That's so awkward. That is so awkward to do in front of a bunch of dads and moms. And also, that cheerleading coach should know that that's inappropriate to do in front of other parents. And also, even if she doesn't think it's inappropriate, don't be an idiot and realize that there are going to be some people who are offended by this. Even if
I don't
she's
think anybody
not.
Was offended, though. I think if anybody was going to get offended, she wouldn't have let it happen. I feel like she knows the personalities of our cheerleaders.
This isn't about the cheerleaders. This is about the parents. The whole thing is the parents.
All right, let's kick things off with Jennifer. Hey, Jennifer, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say, Jennifer?
Well, see, y'all got me thinking about the whole, you know, being sexist and judging other girls' bodies. And I got to thinking back when I was in high school, and I was looking at these other cheerleading squads, and they were wearing basically bikini top shirts and bikini top bottoms. While our school, we had full-on uniforms where the stomach was completely covered and the skirt was a little bit longer, but yet we're still allowing these girls to be so sexist with each other. And it's just, it's not, I'm not understanding any how the parents would even allow this or how the seniors could even think this was okay.
Right.
Whether
so Jennifer,
they thought it was funny or not.
So Jennifer is saying, like, you can't be complaining, like, don't be sexualizing cheerleaders' bodies whenever they're wearing sexy costumes.
Right. I get that. But at the same time, like, one, you don't choose the uniform you're wearing. Your school does, or your cheerleading
coach does. You choose to sign up for
does.
The activity.
No, for sure. But, like, also, not every cheerleader, not every high school cheerleading team is wearing tops where your stomach is showing. Not a single high school where I am from wore booty shorts for their cheerleading team or wore uniforms where their stomach was showing. High school team, maybe club teams or whatever, like all-star cheerleading, but no high school had their 16-year-old girls with their stomach showing or their booty showing. It was all covered.
Well, so and yeah, and see, and then you look around in Houston, and that's so common. Like, you go to different school districts, especially in Fort Bend ISD. I'm noticing that more and more. Like, my daughter asked me, hey, Mom, can I do cheerleading? I want to be, you know, do a couple things like you. I want to have the good records.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, no, hell no. You're not doing it because it's not the same as when I was doing it, because it's more based off your looks and who's the prettiest and who's the best at this, whereas it was built a team bonding. You actually built friendships and stuff.
Right.
But now, don't you think you're breaking girls down by saying, oh, well, we think she has the nicest butt, or, well, she has the biggest boobs. Well, what if, like you said, what if this girl is self-conscious about her body and she's like, doesn't think that her butt is beautiful, but yet now we're making her feel some other way about it?
I mean, that's an interesting point right there. Let's go to Caitlin. Caitlin, what did you want to say?
Joe, you are completely ridiculous.
What do you mean completely ridiculous?
Okay, listen. Imagine if you had a daughter, a teenage daughter, and so you know that she had super huge boobs, and you know that she was going through issues. And just imagine you're sitting there at her chew thing, and they're like, oh, yeah, my daughter has the biggest boobs. Okay, that's awkward, because now you have to sit there and think about your daughter's boobs, and so does everyone else in the room. Like, how awkward is that?
Well, first of all, Caitlin, you're right. If I was ever to have a daughter with my wife, Lindsay, odds are my daughter would have the biggest breasts
oh
in school.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I have big breasts.
I didn't think so about creepy. It in that perspective.
And also, she'd probably be really hairy. I honestly, though, nice. Would not let my daughter cheerlead. I would just keep her at home, at homeschool, so
no,
that it wouldn't
I know,
happen.
But imagine if she did cheerlead, and imagine if other dads, other yeah. 45-year-old men were then directed the attention to your daughter's breast, your 16-year-old daughter's breast.
Caitlin,
that is so inappropriate.
Liv,
exactly.
Alex,
because as soon
also,
as they mention the boobs, their eyes are going to go straight to your daughter's boobs. Think about how awkward that is.
And also, you have no idea what it is like to be a 16-year-old girl and have grown men looking at you and checking you out. You have no idea what that is like, Joe or Lenny.
I don't know why you ladies, and I go to Caitlin, I go to Liv, I go to Alex, why you have to make it so sexual. Why you have to make
I know.
It so
I don't
so
care
dirty.
If they did. I didn't have a problem with this as long as they were just doing it not
exactly,
in school.
Exactly. I don't have a problem with they
you
do it
you flipped this and made this something.
In only the cheerleading team,
you're
but with
taking
grown
something
men and grown women
so
there.
Fun. You're taking something so fun and lighthearted and just like everything nowadays, it's like, shame on you. This is creepy. Right. Like, okay, fine. Maybe we shouldn't even have cheerleading anymore because somebody in the crowd might be looking at the girls' boobs then, right?
No, but just think, whenever you, if you and Lindsay ever have a daughter, and then this happens, then you can rethink about how dumb you made yourself look.
There is
well,
a
Caitlin,
time...
that was a nice way of calling me a dummy. I love you too. Hey, thank you for calling in.
There's a time and a place for this. That's all I want to say. And that was the wrong time in the wrong place.
All right. Well, hey, believe it or not, everybody's still calling. If you can't get through, we'd love to know what you think about this on our social media. Where do we have this where people can interact and join in the conversation? Where is this at?
Twitter at Joan Alex Show.
All right. Go ahead and join the conversation there.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Breaking news, Chicago police detectives just took Empire actor Jussie Smollett into custody to face class 4 felony charges, which is punishable for up to 3 years in prison for disorderly conduct and falsifying police reports. A bond hearing is scheduled for 1:30, 12:30 Central in Cook County Criminal Court today.
What if this is all part of Empire? Like, this is all part of what they're
There's
doing?
There's no way.
It has to be.
Tristan Thompson was seen sneaking two women into a bedroom at a late night singles party on Valentine's Day before the Jordan Woods scandal. The Cleveland Cavaliers star partied with the women at a luxury mansion in LA last Thursday. Witnesses say he was in the room with the women for 35 minutes during the party. The party came just 3 days before he was seen making out with Kylie Jenner's best friend Jordan at a house party on Sunday night, which led to Khloe Kardashian breaking up with him. Tristan disabled the comments on his Instagram page now, and Jordan has moved out of Kylie Jenner's house. An insider says at this point the Kardashians aren't 100% sure if Jordan's going to be cut out of Kylie's life completely or not, but they're all looking at it as if she better be. It will be very hard for Kylie to lose Jordan because she's like her very best friend. She doesn't have a lot of friends and honestly can't because of her lifestyle. She can't trust a lot of people, so she's latched onto Jordan. Khloe is completely devastated. It's out of character for Jordan, and no one expected this to happen. Khloe loved Jordan before this, and this is really shocking to the whole family. Russell Wilson could be the guy who replaces Eli Manning as quarterback of the New York Giants. And according to sports analyst Colin Cowherd, it's all because of Russell's wife, Sierra. With Wilson's Seahawks contract expiring after the 2019 season, he says it all makes too much sense and thinks the deal could actually go down. He said Sierra would actually rather live in New York and the Giants need a quarterback and there's nobody in the draft that they love. A lot of things are adding up. He also said Eli's career is over and that Wilson could become a much bigger star than he ever was in the Pacific Northwest. Kevin Spacey's brother fears the actor will take his own life over the sexual assault allegations against him. Spacey's brother Randy Fowler says, "I'm worried about him committing suicide," and said, "You'd be surprised what people will do when they're faced with the truth and they can't deal with it. All your money isn't going to cure your damaged soul." Fowler is also urging his brother to admit the truth and take his punishment. And Chris Hemsworth is set to play Hulk Hogan in a Netflix movie about the wrestler's life. Todd Phillips is set to direct it while Scott Silver will write it. The two are currently working on the upcoming DC Comics movie, The Joker. Sources say the biopic will focus on Hogan's rise and is described as an origin story of the Hulkster in Hulkamania.
Yeah, brother!
And Matchbox 20 frontman Rob Thomas says this is the secret to his 20-year-long marriage with
his
wife.
It becomes more about like what are our shared experiences in life? What is it that continues our friendship more than anything? Because the only reason that we survived is because she's my best friend. And having your best friend with you all the time is way more important than just having someone who's designated as a spouse. So I think as long as we stay best friends, we'll stay married forever. You gotta wanna talk to this person all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. You have to want to have a conversation with this person all the time, because you're going to all the time.
coming up in less than an hour, some butt rock bands are beefing.
Yes! Ask Alex is happening right now here on the Joe and Alex Show. If you'd like to be on, you can, of course, email the show, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. Our social media, follow us on Twitter and Instagram. It is at Joe and Alex Show, and send us a direct message. Juliet, you're on the Joe and Alex Show today. What?
I told you right before I said it's Juliet. You go, Juliet.
I struggle with names. My bad. What's her name again?
Juliet. You sent us an email talking about your husband taking a sabbatical. So explain to us what's going on with that.
He's basically taking some time off. Quite honestly, it's become really pathetic. It's not just like he's taking some time off and we're traveling the world. I mean, it's like he didn't feel like he was in love with his line of work. Mm-hmm. And I was fully supportive of him quitting and trying to figure out what it was that he wanted to do that would make him happy. The problem is he's like made like no effort at all to find something that he is happy with that will earn income. You know what I'm saying? So he's like taking this time off to find himself, but he's not finding himself.
And it's been a really long time or what? Like how long has it been?
Yeah, it's been a year.
Ooh, okay. That's hard.
You can't do something if you don't have another plan in line. Like, you can't just take off to take off.
Well, it sounds like she was really understanding. So your husband comes to you, he's like, I'm so unhappy, babe, with what I'm doing. And you're like, okay. You know, he said, I want to just take a short time off. You probably thought it would be like a month or two at the most, right?
Right, exactly. And I'm all for him finding, I think that you can find a job that makes you happy. It doesn't have to be, you know, you don't have to do a job that is awful. There's so many things out there. But I didn't realize that he was just like falling into this abyss.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He's become really pathetic. I mean, there's like, and the problem is he's not communicating either. Like I asked him how much of his savings he's got left. And he's like, enough, you know, just really kind of passive about it. And I pressed him like for a dollar figure and he wouldn't answer.
Ooh, that's not good.
So yeah, not good at all. So then I asked him if he was like, if his balance on his credit card had been increasing. And he's like, no. And I said, well, can I see like where you're at on it? And he basically told me to bug off. So, he's like not communicating about it at all. And so, I've been trying to like press the issue and say, you know, like, listen, you're going to have to start paying 50% of the bills. You know, like on March 1st, you got to start paying 50% of the bills. And part of it is because I'm hoping that me being a little bit harder about it might push him into action.
Right.
But like, it's like at this point in this conversation, when I told him that, he completely shut down. He like wouldn't even look at me.
No way.
And then he starts getting emotional. Like he starts tearing up as I'm talking. And I mean, honestly, it was like he just glazed over. I don't even think he heard me.
So it's causing fights.
Oh gosh. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely, you know, after this conversation, like, he's not even sleeping in my bed anymore.
No way. Okay. Yeah, that's not good.
I don't get what his problem is. Like, it's not like he got fired, because I know a lot of times, like, if I get fired from the Joe and Alex Show, it's going to hurt. It's going to be tough. Like, I would be impossible to get up. I'd be like, oh, my life's over. Eventually, it would move on and be fine. But this guy chose to leave his line of work.
So you're kind of worried.
I don't know why he's like a sloth now.
Sorry. So you're kind of worried that your marriage is like unsavable at this point. Like if he's completely shutting down, refusing to communicate with you over him completely just not working and not even sleeping in the same bed as you.
Yeah.
Like how does Juliet go forward here?
It's not unsavable. I do not think it's unsavable, but it could get to that point if you don't. I mean, do you guys see a therapist? Do you do counseling?
No, we don't do counseling. You know, it's just, I feel like every time I try to press the issue and try to talk to him about it, it makes it worse. So I don't know if that would help or not. I don't know.
833-JOE-ALEX. Call 833-JOE-ALEX.
That's 833-563-2539. Also on social media, on Twitter, it's at Joe and Alex Show. Can you hang on? And we got some people calling in right now. Maybe we can try to give you some advice. Maybe they've been in your shoes before.
Okay, yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, what's her name again?
Juliet.
All right, we'll talk to Juliet and you next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Talking to Juliet this morning, who is married to a guy, and she's wondering, is this his little rough patch in the road, or is it maybe a sign that she should consider getting divorced? he was in a line of work he didn't like, so he's like, I'm going to take a sabbatical. I'm going to try to find myself. And how long has it been again that he's been doing this now?
It's been like almost a year.
Wow. That's a long time to find yourself, and nothing's really happened. You kind of said, hey, you need to help out and actually step up and start paying bills, at least half of them, starting in March. And he's like, no, and kind of shut down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see if we can get you some advice this morning. And feel free to chime in to everybody. 833-JOE-ALEX. Let's kick it off with Anonymous. Anonymous, you're on. What's up? What did you want to say?
Yeah, I'm in the same position, but just the opposite. I've got a great job, making good money, and my wife essentially is refusing to find a job. And we've been fighting the last couple nights about it, trying to work it out. And she's pretty much just saying that she's going to just stick with Uber and Lyft and that she's doing okay.
Wow, she should date Porkchop, by the way. That would be a good match. Now, why does that bother you? Is that not enough income, or is it because maybe that's not a traditional job? I mean, it sounds like she's working.
She is. And, you know, we talked about it a little the last couple nights, and her, like, showing me how much she's actually earning is helping a little bit. But, I guess, sort of, yes, that it's not a traditional job. And I guess more in the sense that it doesn't come with any benefits in the sense of, If I were to lose my job randomly, I'm screwed. We are screwed.
So besides the benefits, I do have a question for you. Do you feel like you're unattracted to the fact that she doesn't have like an actual career anymore, that it's just something part-time like Uber driving?
No, I don't know. I don't want to use the word unattracted to it because, I still love my wife and I'm still attracted to her. But I just feel like the level of commitment and like that she's giving out isn't as much as it used to be, and it's becoming frustrating, and it's really really bothering me more and more on a daily basis.
I think what you're dealing with is I know somebody that drives a lot for Uber, and I would feel it's the same with them. All right, Porkchop's not listening, but I'm just talking smack about him. Hey, Anonymous, man, thank you for calling. I hope that works out there here on the Joe and Alex Show. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539.
Is Juliet's marriage at a dead end, or is this just a rough patch? And if it's just a rough patch, how in the world does she get through to her husband to, like, get off his lazy butt?
Ashley, what do you think might be the problem?
Well, I'm thinking that maybe he's in a deep depression where maybe he just needs to talk to someone, because sometimes you get in a rut and you can't get out, and maybe you feel like you're drowning. Maybe that's where he's at.
Oh, yeah. Could be a mental health issue. Thank you.
Yeah. Maybe if I got him to see a therapist or something, and even maybe, I don't know. I mean, maybe even medication, because that whole crying thing was kind of weird. It was,
Morgan, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say here, Morgan?
Hi, I was wondering when you had mentioned about how, wondering how much savings you have left, wondering how much money, you put on a credit card and all that, but then you brought up how you wanted him to start paying 50% of the bills. So I'm just wondering where his money's been going to this whole time that you were wondering how much he had left.
Yeah, like his savings and stuff. I mean, it's hard because he's really cryptic about what's going on and even how much he has left. But he goes bowling a lot and then stops off at the dollar store, which is super weird. But this is like his new tradition. He goes like three times a week and he goes bowling by himself, eats there, they have like this snack bar and then he goes up to the dollar store. I mean, that's the only thing that I'm thinking. But, I mean, if you go three times a week and he buys all this stuff comes home with all this crap from the dollar store.
Well, first of all, the dollar store is amazing, so let's not call it crap. And second, I would argue with anybody, hands down, some of the best food is at a bowling alley bar.
Ew.
The burgers are great. The little mini enchiladas. Taco things. Yeah, exactly. I mean, come on. Now I'm getting hungry.
I would be pissed if I found out my husband was spending all his money. He's not earning any money, but the money he does have, he's going bowling in the dollar store. Oh my gosh, I would rage.
What do you got a problem? Yeah. Okay. Haters. All right, hey, thank you for calling in, Morgan. Let's talk to Leslie this morning. Hey, Leslie, you're on the Joe and Alex Show for Ask Alex.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi.
Hey, what do you want to say?
So I just wanted to say that my husband and I have been married 3 years, and we kind of went through the same thing as Juliet. My husband wasn't happy with his job, and I've noticed that he would not go to work as often. And at the end of the day, we found out that we were 3 months behind rent because we didn't pay it. Yeah, 3 months behind rent. I had no idea. Every time I asked him, hey, are we good with the bills? He would say, yes, everything is fine. But I just wanted to say that sometimes it's something a little more deeper than what it seems. Maybe it's not just work. He was really in, he was in a hole, basically. He was kind of depressed and not happy with his life. And as a man, I think that they have a hard time expressing that to us as well.
Yeah.
Because that was his issue, too. He's like, well, I can't provide for my family, for my wife. Right. And he didn't want to talk about it. He just tried to figure it out on his own.
Right.
What ended up happening with you, Leslie, as far as being behind 3 months? Did you guys like get evicted or lose the house or what happened?
No, we did not, thank God. And so basically we asked my parents for a loan and see if we can catch up. Finally, we paid that back. He found a job that he loves and we're, you know, back to regular. It is kind of hard to trust again with that. So I've taken over all the bills and make sure everything, you know, gets paid, and he just gives me the money.
So Juliet gave a deadline of March 1st. You need to come up with half the money. Do you think that was fair? Do you feel like she's on the right track and then also needs to explore mental health options for him and making sure he's all checked out there or what?
I definitely recommend counseling either for both of them and or separately. And then as far as giving the deadline, I would say not necessarily giving the money, but at least have a job in line. Be as supportive as possible and just keep saying, you know, we're in this together. You're not alone. And I realized that that's what helped my husband, too, was me telling him often that we're in this together, that he's not alone. It's not just about being a man and providing.
That's good
stuff. It's about our home together.
Hey, Leslie, those are some good points. All right, Juliet, I hope that this actually helps you.
That last bit particularly helped because I think I've been trying to push him, whereas maybe I need to stop pushing so much and, like you said, kind of be in this together. I think, and you also touched on my fear, which is that basically he's going to take me down financially.
Yeah, Leslie did a really good job. We should just call this Ask Leslie.
All right, we'll see if she's available
next week.
I thought
your name was Alex. Okay, Ask Leslie.
No. Leslie's the one giving you all the advice. Porkchop, what's up, dude?
Oh, no, I was just going to say about that first guy, you know, I really don't want to hate on the Uber game because, you know, I've made like $100 an hour before. I've worked 8 hours that day, made $100. By the way, actually, if you want my Uber code, if you want to sign up, it's GarrettK69.
No, stop. No, we're not giving out your Uber code.
But I get $200 for every sign up.
No. No.
All right. Sorry.
Okay, fine. Give it out if it'll help so you don't have to talk about Uber all the time.
No,
go.
No, it's okay. Really?
Yes, go.
God, dude, you're tanking the show.
Garrett,
we're going to get fired because you're tanking the Joe and Alex show.
GarrettK639UE.
I swear I hate you so much right now. All right, Juliet, thank you so much. If you want to be on Ask Alex, send us an email, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. It's the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now. Good morning. We got your chance right now to win Chainsmokers with 5 sauce tickets, and you qualify for a flyaway to New York City to see them in concert. This morning, we got a little game here that producer Porkchop came up with. It's called chain smoking. So original. Hey, how does chain smoking work today, Porkchop?
Well, actually, I was going to give our credit to our technical producer in Houston. He helped me come up with it, too. That's Lenny.
Oh, awkward. Sorry, Lenny. I didn't mean to slam you like that, bro.
That's all right.
That's cool. That was a great idea for a game.
So, yeah, no, it's called chain smoking. What it is you have to go back and forth. We're going to give you a category. So, Joe, how about you and me play right now? The category's color. So, red.
Blue.
Green.
Yellow.
Blue. Oh, I said blue. I messed up, so I'm
out. Oh, you suck at your own game.
Yeah, so we've got 3 categories here. You have to win 2 out of the 3 to be the winner. So we need 2 contestants.
All right, and how long can they pause? Like, because I don't want people like, oh.
We'll say 2 seconds.
Okay, you better be a stickler here. These are awesome tickets, and the grand prize, the flyaway, is pretty dope, too. All right, let's see. Who are we going to pick this morning? Linda, are you feeling lucky?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Listen, Linda, listen.
Linda! What's up? Linda, listening on the new 92.1 and Radio Now in Houston. We got you locked in right there to play. And who shall she go against? Ooh, it's Wendy, who's listening on Radio Now 100.9 in Indianapolis, Indiana. What up, Wendy?
Hey.
So, Wendy and Linda, are you ready to play?
Yes, yeah.
So, Linda, you will go first, and then it'll be Wendy, and then you have to go back and forth, and you can't stop, okay? Do you understand the rules?
Okay.
All right, so, Linda, you're going to go first, then Wendy. Your category is sides that you order with a burger. Linda, go.
French fries. Potato sauce.
Potato sauce?
I meant to say potato salad.
Okay. Well, you didn't get that. It's okay. You know what? That was rough. It's hard, though, when you're actually on the spot playing. So 0 for 1 right there. Who got the point that time?
1 point for Linda.
Okay.
All right, Wendy, for the next one, you will start. And then Linda follows, and you go back and forth. It is things that you have to charge. Go ahead, Wendy.
Phone. Tablet. Speakers. Rechargeable battery. Headphones. Computer. Laptop.
Hold on, pause.
Why pause?
Because I'm pausing. Computer and laptop will be the same.
Aren't those, I'm asking, I mean, you're the judge.
I'm good with it. I'm still going.
Okay, whose turn is it? Whose turn is it now?
I just lost count because of the pause.
I'm sorry.
My turn. It's Linda.
All right, Linda, we're going to go 3, 2, 1, then you go again. I'm sorry. We all were concerned. That's all. Linda, it's your turn in 3, 2, 1, go.
A toy. Are we going? I didn't hear the category.
Wait a minute, you've been going back and forth. It's the same category.
Oh, the same category, okay.
All right, 3, 2, 1, go ahead.
Is it me or Linda?
Wendy.
Hold on a second. I just want to go outside real quick.
I mean, you can't really pause this game because it's
we all were like,
the only computer that you would have to charge is a laptop.
That's not what? That's not true.
It'd be like saying tablet and then iPad. I feel like it's
Me too. Because like you don't charge a desktop computer because that's always plugged in.
So let's do sudden death. Give them one more round.
All right, one more round.
Sorry, I didn't mean to ruin your game today, pork chop.
Linda, it'll start with you. Things in your grandma's purse. Go.
A mirror. The mint. Napkins. A tissue. Mascara. A lipstick.
I'm pretty sure that lipstick was just repeated twice. Yeah. So, Wendy, I am sorry. You cannot say lipstick twice. Linda, you are the winner.
Oh, yeah. There we go. Okay. Second. Okay. That game's never coming back again.
No, that's a fun game. That's a really good idea, Porkchop and Lenny.
Yeah. Sorry, Lenny. Didn't mean to poo-poo on your idea either.
That's a fun game.
All right. Big congratulations going out to our big winner this morning. It was
Linda.
Linda. All right. Hang on the line, Linda. We'll get all of your information. That's right. You are going to get to go to that show, and you're also now qualified. We could be picking you at the end of the week. Yeah, you could be going to New York City to see the Chainsmokers and Five Sauce live in concert. Hang on. We'll get all your information. It's the Joe and Alex Show. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Yesterday, we had a bit of a smackdown, or at least the beginning of a smackdown on the show, because we just started yesterday this program that we're doing called the Joe and Alex Show Book Buddies, where we will go to your school, your classroom, and read a book to you. And so we had a place that we were going yesterday to read to some kids. And at the end of the show, Joe and Liv started arguing about who's the better reader.
Yeah, check this out. I just thought it'd be kind of funny to see Liv try to read, because she says she can read, but I don't believe it.
Literally, it's so funny. Where's your college degree, Joe?
Okay, well, I don't usually talk about how much more money that I make than somebody.
What was your GPA in high school? I'm not asking about how much you made. I'm just asking where your college degree is at, or how much
I will tell you. Hold on, we're running out of time. My GPA when I graduated Howell High School in 2004 was a 1.67.
I don't know why you always talk about that stuff like people know where it is. Oh, yeah, Howell High School, even though it's like in another state.
Because I got friends from Michigan. They listen.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, why would you come at me and my reading skills?
Because you can't read a book, Liv, and you're like, well, I don't read books.
I just choose not to. I read all throughout college.
You say that, but you can't deliver, though. You're talking the talk, Liv.
We'll do a read-off tomorrow on the show.
You're living in the past.
Says the guy who stutters every other word.
I'm
going to
get like a third.
Wow. Okay. So, yeah, as you can tell, I got a little heated yesterday.
So, I'm going to be the referee me, Alex, and Joe and Liv, I each found a third grade reading level paragraph, like an excerpt from a story or something. Mm-hmm. And they each have that in front of them. And each of them are, you don't talk while the other person is reading. They read the passage. And then we need your calls, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-JOE-ALEX. You call in and you're going to say, who's the better reader? Is it Liv the Web Girl or is it Joe? So who would like to read first?
Well, I'll let the lady choose because I'm a gentleman.
Joe, you can go first.
Okay, I can hear in her voice just the veracity here. Okay, yeah. So Joe, you're just going to read, and this is just, you're reading a story, just how good you can read a story, okay?
Okay.
All right. 833-JOE-ALEX, we need you to say who you think's the better reader. Go ahead.
Here we go. You're it, Nevaeh, shouted as she tapped me on the arm. I spotted Raymond and charged after him. He veered to the right, and I just missed him. Nevaeh was just passing him, so I started chasing after her. But she shouted, no tag backs. Yes, there are. We didn't make rules for this tag game, so I can tag you, I said, out of breath as I ran towards her. Then I'm not playing anymore, replied Nevaeh. And just like that, our tag game was over. How annoying, I thought. Raymond and I stopped to talk. I guess this is one reason that people make rules for games, said Raymond. We could still be playing if we had agreed on the rules with Nevaeh before we played.
Okay.
All right. Can I look now?
Yep.
It was amazing. I couldn't keep my eyes off of it. The way it shined in the light kept drawing my eye back to it. My dad noticed, Sophie, you have a scooter already, a really nice one. I know, but look at this one. It's so shiny and new, I said. It is great, but we have to get going. Come on, said Dad. We left the store with me taking one last glance back at the new scooter. I knew my scooter was nice and it still worked even though I'd gotten it for my birthday 3 years ago. I just couldn't stop thinking about that new scooter. A few weeks later, Dad and I were back in the store. The scooter wasn't on display where it was before, but as we passed the toy section, I kept my eyes open for it. There it was with the big sale sign on it.
What? I have to say, Liv impressed me. She did better than I thought she would do. I think I'm familiar with your reading skills, Joe, because we've read to kids and stuff together before. I think you guys both did a really good job. There were a few times in the beginning Joe kind of messed up, I think. 833-JOE-ALEX is the Joe versus Liv reading smackdown. They say that they're both the best reader on the show.
Well, I didn't say the best reader, but between the two of us, like Liv's the worst is my point.
Okay. No.
I'm not the worst on the Joe and Alex show. Did not.
I think you meant to say passed one time and you just didn't.
Diana, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What's going on?
Nothing much. Heading into work.
All right, cool. You wanted to give some reading opinions? What do you think?
Yeah, I have to say, I mean, Joe did really good, but as a reading that to a third grader, I don't think that would be good because he really didn't emphasize. He just rushed it. I think narrative-wise, Liv will be way better for doing it for a third-grade class.
All right.
If you want to hear me reading to kids, listen to this yesterday. Tell me I'm not into it.
Flip-flop-fee. Everybody running to the coconut tree. Mamas and papas and uncles and aunts hug their little dears and dust their pants.
Joe, this is
did you hear that? Because it sounds like
Joe,
I did exactly what you're speaking of.
No, other instances.
You sound like an infomercial that for something I don't want to buy.
Oh!
Well, guess what? Your credit card got declined, so you're not buying it!
833-JOE-ALEX. I've got one tally down for Liv as the best reader between Liv and Joe.
All right. Megan, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Who are you voting for? The best? How about this? The person that doesn't suck the most?
Oh, man. Neither of you guys suck. I feel like you both did good, but personally, I'm a third grade student teacher, so I struggle with this myself, but I think Liv had more expression and she was more fluent.
Ooh,
she read. Liv read like a caveman, like, and then
Joe,
I did this, and I did that.
Joe, you like, if you're saying it's so shiny and new, I said, you kind of bring your voice down, and you didn't have any inflection in your voice. It was all over the place.
Well, is Liv right? Does she have a point? 833-JOE-ALEX.
Fine, Megan, if you want, we'll make it the Liv and Alex book buddies. That frees up my time. No need for me to do community outreach anymore. Sorry,
no
kids.
Here's the thing, Joe. No one cares if I'm there. They want to see you. I can admit that.
So far, 0 points for Joe and 2 points for Liv is who is the better reader.
This is such bull. Paige, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say?
So I kind of feel like lived it a little better than Joe did. Joe sounds like an overly eager first grader that got picked first to read. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm just fumbling over my words. There's no problem. Let's go. And
flopped
a little bit.
Three but points live.
Paige, what's wrong with your radio? I don't think you're listening to the same show. I'm so concerned.
Sure?
I don't know, Paige.
Keep going. Let's see let's see if you can even get a vote, Joe.
Trust me. I know. Hey, pork chop. It's not funny. It's supposed to be real calls, not stacked. Marquise. Is it Marquise or what is it? Yeah, okay. He spelled it weird.
Yeah, it's Marquise.
I get you, bro. What'd you want to say?
Definitely want to say this show is awesome. I love you guys. Listen every day, but Joe, man, you screwed up a few times in the beginning, and you read super fast, and Liv had really good inflection. Inflection is huge in reading, and I could differentiate between the two people that were actually talking in her story, and I couldn't do that with yours. Ooh. But I definitely got to give it to her this time.
All right, man, that hurts.
Thank you.
That hurts. Don't call back. All right, let's go to line number four. Michelle, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Is this another vote for Liv?
No, Joe.
Wow, Joe got 1 point.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Jamie, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say?
Hi, yes. This is Jamie. Hands down, Joe won. Liv read like a second grader, and
Joe was third.
Yeah, I was at least at a third grade level. By the way, where is this from, Alex? Because this seems like advanced high school reading.
It's online.
What?
It's third grade.
This is third grade?
It said third grade.
No way.
You're just saying that because you had the name Nevaeh in it.
Honestly, I almost said Nevada when I first saw it. I
score
was kinda scared.
Is 4-2. Liv is winning.
All right, well, let's keep it going right here. Let's get it a comeback. Dee Dee, you're on the Joe and Alex show, and who's the better reader, Joe or Liv?
It is definitely Liv.
Thank
I would say
you.
That you both talk too fast, though. You need to slow down. I mean, I think one of the previous callers said that your intonation in the way that you're saying your words, you could really work on that a little bit just to be a little
Dee Dee,
more.
Hold
you
on.
Know,
listen, I'm going to take your advice
animated.
Right now. Dee Dee, listen, here we go. Let me slow it down.
Right. Well, I teach people how to present with
intonation. Dee Dee, Dee Dee, just listen. You're it. Nevaeh shouted as she tapped me on the arm. I spotted Raymond, and I charged after him.
Is that better?
Yeah, do you like that more?
A little better.
Okay, cool.
A little better.
I appreciate
that.
She
just likes sexy reading time. That's
a
different thing.
Yeah, sorry. We'll do 50 Shades of Grey to the kids' class another day. Let's wrap it up with Carlene here. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you think?
Hi, I think Joe is the winner. I think everyone is just agreeing with the caller before them, but I think Joe is you are definitely the winner because it makes me more awake to hear you reading. The other reader just puts me to sleep. So
boring that they don't remember the other reader's name.
I know, that's what I was going to say.
Sorry, Liv. I'm impatient even as a child, so I really hate when my teachers read super slow.
I was trying to read slow because I was acting like I was reading to kids. Also, I think that maybe adults can understand when you make mistake on words, like the word past. You did not say past. Like, people are forgetting that. Like, you messed up. Like,
how is everybody
times.
Forgetting
right,
it? Like,
right, but children need
up?
To know that that's not perfect. You can work on it.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah, Liv, too
much pressure for a third grader.
Yeah, you're projecting a lot of, like, you know, bad stuff on these kids having to be perfect.
Okay, so the Joe versus Liv, the Joe versus Liv reading SmackDown, we will crown Liv the winner. According to votes, it was 5-3.
Boo!
My one heart, my one life. Oh,
she reads at a Bieber level.
In college, I took a course on African literature. And I had to read books in their, like, native language.
Let's hear what that sounds like. Go.
No, it's so awful, but yeah.
No, I want to hear you try.
I mean, I don't have a book in front of me. I don't have one of the African literature pieces in front of me,
here,
but yeah.
I just Googled it. Go ahead, read it.
No,
stop
shut
it.
Up.
All right. Well, hey, can I have a rematch?
No, you don't just get to rematch because you lost.
And also, I'm just crowned. That's it. Like, I'm crowned forever
this
as a
bull.
Better reader.
So
as
there's only one book read-off ever on the Joe and Alex show?
King Liv. Queen.
I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Update on Jussie Smollett. He turned himself in at 5:15 a.m. this morning. He made a statement to police before being taken into custody. He's being charged with one count of felony disorderly conduct for filing a false police report, and that is punishable up to 3 years in prison. This is what the attorney for the two Nigerian brothers who have been linked to the attack says about this situation, what Jussie should do.
I think Jussie Smollett should come clear because the truth will set him free. I think that Jussie's conscience is probably not letting him sleep right now, so I think he should unload that conscience and just come out and tell the American people what actually happened.
Fox is considering removing Jussie from Empire.
I'm surprised they don't just remove him. I understand you have to reshoot it, but do you really want that guy on your show anymore? I wouldn't.
I would hope not. Adrian McManus was once a trusted employee at the Neverland Ranch, which is Michael Jackson's house, if you don't remember. And she revealed some of the strange behavior that she encountered while working there. She said she never spoke out because Jackson's people threatened to kill her. She says Michael Jackson was obsessed with capturing everything on camera and had a walk-in closet filled with expensive camera equipment. And one day she stumbled upon something secret, some tapes.
I think they were of Michael with boys doing inappropriate things. I think they were probably sex tapes. I was told by Michael's bodyguards that they could hire a hitman to take me out, that they could have somebody slice my neck and you'd never find my body. You just do what you're told to do. You don't question him.
Catherine McPhee, who was the runner-up on American Idol a few seasons back, took a swipe at Senator Bernie Sanders on Twitter, and it was pretty savage. She tweeted, "Somebody tell a certain bro running that sometimes you need to accept your runner-up status and move on. I'd know." Her tweet was in response to Sanders entering an already crowded 2020 Democratic primary race.
Who? I don't know who
Bernie
this girl
Sanders?
Is. No, I know who
Catherine McPhee. I just said she's the runner-up on American Idol.
I know, but who cares what she has to say? That's
well,
what I'm
it's
saying.
Just kind of funny. Because she's the runner-up. She's poking fun at herself. That's the point.
She's going to be singing now at a Trump rally now. She'll get to open up for him.
No, I don't think she's pro-Trump. I think she's just making fun because there's 100 people running to be
it's
president
be crazy.
On the Democratic ticket.
Yeah, aren't they going to break it up into like two different nights, like one of the first Democratic debates?
Yep.
Wow, I'm going to have to DVR that.
By the way, the DNC is thinking about hosting in Houston.
Oh, that's cool.
An Amy Winehouse hologram tour scheduled for later this year has been postponed because of production issues. The company, Base Hologram, said that the tour was put on hold after encountering some unique challenges and sensitivities. Base, this hologram company, didn't give a timetable for rescheduling the dates. The tour was announced last October and was going to include live singers, a band, theatrical stagecraft, and the tour was going to raise money for the Amy Winehouse Foundation, which works to combat and prevent drug and alcohol abuse among young people. And I know this is kind of random. Like, obviously, we don't play Slipknot on this station, but they're talking about an artist that we do play. So I think this is funny. So I wanted to include this in the garbage. So Slipknot has been beefing with Nickelback since 2017 when Chad Kroeger slammed Slipknot during an interview saying, "How good can your music be if you've got to beat each other up on stage, throw up in your own mask every night?" So the Slipknot singer, whose name is Corey Taylor, retaliated. He said Chad Kroeger has a face like a foot and that Nickelback is to rock what KFC is to chicken. Now,
wait a minute, hold on. Okay, continue.
Now, this guy, the singer from Slipknot, has a new band to bash. He stopped by this this bar or something, or I don't know what this is, a podcast or something, someplace. He stopped by for an interview, called Nickelback the scapegoat of rock and roll, but also said, however, they are now passing the baton to Imagine Dragons right now, and I love it. They're awful, so that's cool. And they're from Vegas, so I'm going to go home to protest. I can't show my face in this town now.
Wait, how are people going to hate on Imagine Dragons? When
I 100% agree.
Wait, okay, hold on a second. Just a young gun. You're going to hate on this?
Yeah. He said Nickelback sucked. They were like the butt rock of rock, and now he's saying, actually, you know what? Nickelback, forget about them. Imagine Dragons is the new Nickelback.
They have one of the best songs of all time with Thunder. The hook? Have you heard the hook of this song?
Yes.
Hold on, listen. I don't think you have. I mean, everybody sing along if you know it. Oh!
So creative.
Oh!
True rock.
Okay. It honestly, I think it is.
I agree with the Slipknot dude. That is the garbage.
What do you do that should be considered a sport? You're like, I am so good at doing this. This should totally be a sport. Well, we bring it up this morning because Liv the Web Girl found an interesting story that's happening in France, and it involves a lightsaber. That's a weird lightsaber. Okay, cool. Yeah, lightsaber dueling officially is a sport now in France. Did you guys hear about this?
No.
This is insane. According to a report from the Associated Press, the French Fencing Federation, say that three times fast, has officially recognized lightsabering dueling. They use LED rigged, I guess, polycarbonate lightsabers, kind of like the ones, you know, when you were a kid you'd use.
Right.
Or you go get them at the store, and then you try to, you know, like hit the other person with it. To compete, you have to wear a protective mask and armor, so it's official. And there are rules that make it distinct from, they say, traditional fencing. All right, that sounds kind of fun, but I mean, does anybody have something? 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. They're like, you know what I'm really good at? Like, they should consider a sport, and whatever it is, we'd love to hear from you. Anybody here on the Joe and Alex show got something that they're so good at that they should make it a sport?
100% putting on winged eyeliner. I can slay anyone in this. I would take it to the Olympics. I can whip that baby on, and my points are so sharp they could poke your own eye out.
Ow! Oh, sorry. You kind of poked me right there.
If driving was a sport, I could do that because I Uber drive all the time, and I'm like
it
really
is.
Good with
NASCAR.
Oh, that's a good point there, Liv.
I mean, not manual stick driving.
That's
like,
embarrassing.
You know, I meant like driving around town, around the city. You know, like I'm a good driver is what I'm saying.
Drag racing. I don't know if that's considered an official sport or not.
I don't think that's legal, but yeah, like if drag racing was.
Okay, Pork Chop. That was great. Why don't you go ahead and grab the phones? 833-JOE-ALEX. That could be a sport for you. 833-563-2539. What about you, Liv the Web Girl?
I think speed texting should be a sport.
Ooh.
Now, would you say you're good at it?
No, but I just think it should be a sport. I mean, I'm like okay at it.
Because we have a back-to-back champion here. I would say Alex is the biggest speed texter. First of all, when you're trying to have a conversation, even if you're not fighting, oh my God, but I've argued with Alex over a text. I can't even get my dang reply together. She probably just sees the little bubbles. Because I'm like, dang, I can't even reply to that. And she's like, on to the next paragraph. Just diving in there. I wish for me a sport could be, and that would be tricking my wife into not cooking dinner and getting food for us to eat out.
How do you do that?
Well, she's like, okay, we're going to make stuffed taco peppers, and I don't mind those, but maybe I was really craving Chick-fil-A last night, and you're like, you know what, babe, you really worked hard. It's already 7:15, and Jeopardy's going to be on soon, and you really like Jeopardy, and it's a tournament of champions, and you really, you know, like, you shouldn't be making food in there after everything you did. Why don't you let me go get some Chick-fil-A for us?
That
so
is
more
sneaky.
Of like a strategy sport, kind of like baseball, something that uses a lot of strategy. Okay.
I would say it's like baseball, Liv, or even if I dare to take it that high, I would say it takes the intelligence of chess.
Ooh, is part of the strategy in baseball the secret messages that they send to each other while they're playing the game? The secret hand messages?
No, that's
just
guys. That's guys scratching their crotch. or the guy's got dandruff. That's not even real.
We got a tweet from Rennell on Twitter at Joe and Alex Show. He said, my sport would be binge watching YouTube.
Oh, that'd be a good one. Or that's a really good one.
Mine could be like Facebook. I get into those Facebook holes where I'll just watch one video and it's got nothing to do with the next one. I'm like, oh, this is kind of interesting. Like, they're going to build a hut in the jungle? And this guy has a hot tub? All right, I'm going to have to sit here and watch it. Sarah, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. 833-JOE-ALEX is the number. 833-563-2539. What are you good at that it should probably be a sport?
Flipping pancakes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Really, you're kind of confident in that. How long have you been competing in flipping pancakes?
About 5 years now.
Wow. Now, okay.
Good for you.
Have you ever been injured playing?
No, I was not.
Okay. I'm actually currently on the injured reserve list. I have not been able to do that in a long, long time. So kind of embarrassing, but it is very true. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. We really appreciate it. Hey, if you got a sport that you think should be one, like something you're so good at, why don't you tweet it at us, at Joe and Alex Show, and we'll get some of those in just a little bit.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
This guy, Steven, he's 45 years old, and he's in Oklahoma, and I would say he's a hopeless romantic. Like, he is trying, because women complain that guys don't keep love alive and fight for it. This guy is fighting for love. He had an argument with his girlfriend, and she, you know what? She had it. She packed her stuff and headed off to the airport. I guess she just was going to book a ticket and go somewhere. Just leave. Like, she was like, I'm done with you.
Sounds like a plan. I relate to that.
He tried to catch her, though, Alex. He's like, no, we have to work through this. He tried to get her before she could actually get to the airport in the car, but she actually left. So what did he do? He's like, well, I don't have a car. I know. There's a Pepsi truck right there, and the person's not inside of it that drives it. I'll take that.
What?
Yeah, the guy actually grabbed and stole a Pepsi truck while the driver was unloading soda out of the back, and he was inside the store. So Steven sped off towards the airport to prove his undying love to his girl.
The thirst is real.
Very real. But Pepsi, I'd go with Coke. That's just me. Well, here's the thing. On the way there, he accidentally rear-ended a school bus.
Thank God. No.
No, hold on. Thank God no kids were inside of it.
Kendall Jenner popped out. She was like, here, take this Pepsi. It'll fix everything.
And they're like, it doesn't work, Kendall. I'm sorry. Yeah, so he ended up getting arrested because the truck was broke down for larceny and attempted escape because he tried to run away as he was being booked. There's no word on their relationship status, but I don't know. I'd say there's a zero.
She says she prefers Coke.
Is that what she says? That's your dummy of the day here on the Joe and Alex Show. Hey, good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Social media, follow us. Twitter and Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show. We also put a lot of stuff up on our station Facebook page, so make sure you like it. Just search for Radio Now. People pay bills all the time. Like, they might put it on a credit card or on their debit card. But what producer Porkchop, I guess, put on his credit card, it was around Valentine's Day. It's kind of awkward because he's still paying this thing off. Porkchop, what exactly did you put on the card?
Well, it was just a really expensive flipping pancakes candle.
A sex candle?
Yeah.
What makes something a sex candle?
Well, I don't know. I went to the sexy store and I asked if they've got, like, you know, like a sensual candle, and they had one shaped in a heart, and it smelled like strawberries.
Oh, it's shaped in a heart?
Yeah.
But didn't it come with something?
Oh, yeah. It came with a little spoon. I think you were supposed to use that to pour on your significant other, but I wasn't into that, so.
And you're paying this off. You charged it.
Yeah, it was like $17, and I charged the flowers. That was $20, and then chocolates, $20.
Wow.
Scratch-off tickets, $20.
Mm.
So I guess I bought some interesting things.
Wow. Yeah, I'm a big spender. I'm going to buy this love candle. Oh, yeah, you can swipe it. My credit's good, baby.
We should have just went to like a $100 dinner. That would have probably been nicer, huh?
Yeah, but people look down on you when you start pouring like syrup and stuff on somebody inside of the restaurant. Do you feel like it was at least worth it to buy that sexy candle?
Yeah, I like it. It smells real good.
Are you going to pay it off this month, or is this going to be like an installment plan that you're doing?
Oh, no, I've got some other important bills first, but I'll get to that.
What are you still paying off, 833-JOE-ALEX? I'm paying off hair extensions.
Really? How much do hair extensions cost? Because I hear they're like $5,000.
It was like $350, I think. So I'm just, you know, I charge that, so I'm just paying a little bit of
Now, can you like... What do you do with the hair extensions? Because you take them out, right?
Yeah, they just clip in on a little barrette, and I just wear them whenever I want my hair to look normal. Otherwise, I feel like, compared to Liv especially, I'm bald. Liv is gorgeous, long, thick hair. Naturally, I don't. I call it baby bird hair. It's so thin.
Yeah, it's kind of like when the bird gets wet, the mom flew out of the nest.
You can tell on Instagram which pictures I have my extensions in and which ones I don't. I think it's very obvious. I'm extremely self-conscious about my natural hair.
I'm trying to think, like, I don't have anything, well, I'm not saying that's embarrassing, but only thing, like, I'm paying off is my car. Like, I got, like, my Jeep, I'm paying that thing off.
Yeah, Joe's on that Dave Ramsey debt-free life.
I'm trying to be, for sure. We're getting there. We paid off my wife's car, and then after this one's paid off, then we're going to go after the student loans. But I don't think it's as impressive. I can't hold a candle to you and Porkchop, Alex. If you got something, 833-JOE-ALEX, that's 833-563-2539. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. My name is Joe. I've got Alex, Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, and we've got Jill.
Hello.
Hi, Jill. How are you?
Am I the winner for real? I wanted these so bad.
How bad did you want them?
Well, are we on the air? That bad.
Whoa. Dang, Jill. Yes, we are in the air, but it sounds like you're ready to go to Museum by Moonlight.
Sounds so fun.
It is. Yes, it is. It's 21 plus. Alex, your favorite part is what? Probably trying all the local food, which is so good.
Yep. Drinks, food, just the experience of getting to do the museum, the children's museum as an adult without the kids there. That's always fun. It's just a really cool experience to either, you know, bring a date to or to bring your girlfriends to, I think.
Yeah. And it's five levels of different activities. You got the Dinosphere with a silent disco. You put on those wireless headphones. And Jill, you'll get to experience that this Saturday with us and everybody else hanging out, having a good time.
Sweet. Thank you.
Yeah.
So much.
Congratulations. There you go. Hang on, Jill. We'll get you all set up. All right. We got to get on out of here. My little buddies over here. You guys looking forward to doing anything on this fine Thursday?
I'm graduating from my child advocates class. If you want to go, I have nobody to come for me. You guys can show up tonight. All my friends are busy. They're working. You know, I'm single now. I don't have a boyfriend to drag with me to it.
I think we should let all of Indianapolis come.
No. I can't bring that many people. There's only a few people in the class, but there's going to be a judge there talking about like what we're going to be doing and stuff.
What time is that?
I think you guys don't have to show up till like 6:30 or 6:45. And it's just for a little bit.
Actually, I think I'm going to... it's called like Elmore Academy. Yeah. They're having like a festival. No, I'm serious.
I should have known not to count on you guys.
I'll come. If you want me to come, I really will come.
A listener emailed me and asked to come to this like festival. And they actually asked all of us to go, but you know, we're all busy. But
they usually have food.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. What time is this going on at?
I think it's 6:30 or 6:45. I'll text you the address. Yeah, it's over by the mall.
Okay, text us the address. That'd be great. Do they?
But not for listeners. This is only for the. I can't have a bunch of people showing up to this. I'll be in big trouble.
It's gonna be like one of those things where you know, like the kid doesn't have a lot of people come to the birthday party, but the whole community comes.
All of Indianapolis is like, we're on our way, and Pork Chop will be Ubering them there.
Now I will say, I don't know that I can't promise there's gonna be food for the guests coming, but they always have food for us, so I would just assume.
Well, I don't care. I'll just come anyways. I'm probably not going to eat it anyways.
I would really appreciate it so that I have somebody there.
Okay. I will.
It's like our daughter's graduating today, Liv.
I know.
Except I've had like all these friends. I think they all are nervous I'm on suicide watch or something. I mean, they're constantly every 5 minutes calling me, checking. I mean, which is so sweet. Just asking me like, how are you doing? What's going on? Are you having a good morning? Like, just checking on me since I'm going through a breakup, which is so sweet. But nobody, I asked, and this was one thing nobody else could come to. So I would be very thankful if you guys would show up.
I'll be there. Just tell me when and where.
Yay!
Woohoo! Okay. Well, cool. That sounds like we got a lot to do today. Once again, Alex does not want you to come. You should go tonight for that big thing. So, all right, well, we got to get out of here so we can do all that. So, Alex, Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, myself, Joe, why don't we say bye?
Bye. Bye.